receivers. You put up consistent production through your whole career. Can you talk about just how Lane Kiffin's offense, how he used you in different spots? Can you talk about the importance of that and how that will help you go into the NFL?
Yes, Coach Kiffin is a really tactical coach. He observes what defense the team is running, and he tries to take advantage of it in the best way that he can. Me specifically, he moves me around a lot, so a team can't really prepare for me. He'll put me, he'll line me up at the H, the Z, the X. He'll even put me in the backfield to create some mismatches.
It seems like every route you run, your stems, they look the same. We talk about the importance of just being consistent. I mean, that's something I really see and I'm impressed about when I watch your film.
Yeah, you don't want to give the defensive back any, you know, signals about what route you're going to run. You know, every time I run a route, I try to make it seem like I'm running a different route than I'm actually running so that I can get open. Well, I certainly want to be the best receiver, not just in this class, but, you know, overall, wherever I go. And I'm going to work hard to try to be that. Oh, that's just a part of my workout. My trainer, the shirt I was actually wearing that day, he came up with that slogan, and he wanted to get me on video doing those pull-ups. But the pull-ups are just a part of my workout.
A lot of success from rookie lineups last year in the first round. You've got guys and second round guys in the second round guys that picked up. Do you think you can follow those footsteps? Do you think receivers now are maybe better trained than they were several years ago?
Texas linebacker Jordan Hicks.
Well, I wouldn't say that we're better trained because I don't know how the pass receivers were trained. Excuse me? Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if that really has an effect on how the receiver is trained. I think the coaches coach the same way, in my opinion. But I think I can come in and have similar type of production that those guys had. Excuse me?
Your opinion, what separates you from the other wide receivers in this class? Why should the team draft you
more? Well, I don't know. I don't really watch much of those other guys. But from what I've heard, they're really great receivers. You know, I just go out there, try to work as hard as I can to be the best that I can.
Yeah. What specifically do you feel like sets you
apart? I take good pride in the way I release off the line and coming out of my break. That's really the only two ways you can get open. So I think that's what probably would separate me from someone else. I think I can be more consistent in everything that I do. There were definitely times that, you know, I didn't look the ball all the way through when I should have, which could have propelled me from maybe 200 yards to probably, you know, whatever that catch may have been. Definitely times I could have high-pointed the ball, which could have, again, made my numbers look better. So just consistency in everything that I do. The importance of it? Well, a lot of DBs are really quick. The faster you get out of your break, the more separation you'll have from them.
Who are some of the better DBs that you're going against?
I would say Vernon Hargraves was, you know, really quick, really instinctive, really fast, a real ball hawk. So he's probably the best that I've been against.
Yeah. Mark, you Grohead on you.
Oh, Coach Groh is a great coach. He's really specific. He's really diligent in the way that he approaches, the way he wants to teach us. He'll go out and watch a lot of film on other guys, NFL receivers, and come back and try to teach it to us so that we can be the best that we can be. No, I haven't actually.
A lot of mocks have you going number four to Raiders, probably more than any other in their group or team. Have you talked to them yet since you've been here? And you haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver, I think, since 2005. Does that interest you at all?
Well, no, I haven't talked to them yet, and I don't know if I have a formal meeting with them yet. But the receiver thing, yeah, it's interesting. I didn't know that. And if I go there, it'll be definitely something that I would want to do. You'll see. Yeah, you'll see.
Amari, every college has that fraternity when you go to the NFL, and you're always, you know, that welcome back to university. And because of that, a lot of guys build relationships with players that are already in the pros. Specifically with your position, Julio Jones, do you have that kind of relationship with him, and are you in contact with him? Any kind of advice, any kind of working out of training?
I've definitely met with him and talked to him a few times. He's given me advice on, you know, what it takes to be a great player. But we don't have that constant connection.
And obviously, Coach Saban just pumps out guys in the NFL. But having Lane Kiffin there, that at all, he's still giving you an advantage as far as the kind of offense that he's running. Do you think you a better understanding of an NFL offensive playbook than having him there for a year?
I think with having Coach Kiffin there, he's moved me around so much that I had no other choice but to have a better understanding of an offensive system.
Two more questions, guys.
Right, do you feel like there's still more you can do, or do you feel like where is your most polished receiver? Some other guys with bigger potential. Do you feel like there's a lot more that you can still tap into and be even better than you were in college?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, I'm only 20 years old. I think I'm one of the youngest players here. So most of those guys are older than me. So I definitely feel like I have a high ceiling and I have a lot to improve on. No, sir.
Thanks, guys.